The word today is sin. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Last week, we reviewed some thoughts on sin. Today, we will continue that topic by looking at a paradox, two true statements that seem to be contradictory, yet both are true. Here from our archives, to help us learn more is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Sin.
Today, I want to talk to you about sin. Last week, we discussed a number of items related to sin, how Christ looks at sin, how we as his children should look at sin. We talked about the fact that the devil is an accuser. He wants to remind us of our sin. He wants us to get depressed over our sin. He wants us to be discouraged. He doesn't want us to feel that we are forgiven and that we are clean and holy, washed in the blood of Christ. Instead, he wants us to doubt, and he wants us to feel that we are depressed and that we are discouraged. The devil is trying to get us away from Christ, and so it's very important for us to recognize the importance that sin be spotted immediately. We are to be watching for sin and its dangerous consequence in our life in the same way that the watchmen watch for the sun to come up. It says in the scriptures that those who were the watchmen who gave the prayer call throughout the night and also throughout the day, that they were watchmen in the tower watching with a great deal of earnestness and zealousness and carefulness. And that's the way we are to watch Satan. He is a roaring lion seeking to devour us. He doesn't want to just bite us or nip at us and try to injure us. He's not content with that. He wants to devour us. He wants to destroy us. He wants us to be away from God and away from salvation. And so we are to be on our guard against him. It is a deeply serious concern of every Christian to watch that Satan doesn't get to tempt them and doesn't have a free hand at them and roll over them in a sense without a warfare. And this is why we need to grow spiritually. We need to be in God's word. We need to be in the holy sacrament of his body and blood in holy communion. We need to be in fellowship with other Christians so that we can pray together and worship together, so that we get stronger and stronger. And as we use God's word, the Holy Spirit is there, God himself, and he strengthens us and encourages us, and we become stronger in our guard against sin and in our resistance of temptation. This is a beautiful thing. You know, when we're talking about the subject of sin, we probably ought to mention there is one thing that sometimes confuses people. You know, in the scriptures, there are statements that are made in one section of scripture that seem to be refuted in another section of scripture. Now, in God's holy word, there are no mistakes and there are no contradictions, but they seem to be that way to us. They almost seem to be against one another, yet they certainly are not. It's a matter of getting God's Holy Spirit into our lives, as we say in discussion groups and prayer groups, that we can see that a paradox, two statements that are both true, yet seem to be contradictory, a paradox can be explained and can be learned. Now, let me give you one of the paradoxes of Scripture where two separate statements are made that seem to be contradictory, and yet they're both true. In regard to sin, you can make two statements from the Bible. One is that God forgives all sin. There is no sin that he will not forgive. That's a true statement. Now, there's another statement in Scripture. Let me give you a place where you can look that up. It's in the third chapter of Mark, the Gospel of Mark, the third chapter, verse 28 and 29. Here it says, that there is an unforgivable sin, a sin that if committed cannot be forgiven. Now actually, those two statements certainly sound contradictory, but they are not. And we'll discuss that here for a few moments so that you can see that both those statements are true. First of all, does God forgive all sin? Yes, he certainly does. He has promised. Regardless what that sin is, there is no sin so great that God cannot forgive it. God can forgive murder. God can forgive all kinds of things. You remember when Peter denied the Lord? You remember how Peter wept in repentance and sought God's forgiveness and how God forgave him and reinstated him, so to speak, and made him one of the great disciples of the whole New Testament. And so God, within our lives, reminds us that we should never be overcome by Satan. We should never be depressed, discouraged. We always have the love of Christ. He will never leave us or forsake us. And nobody can steal us out of his hand. Now that's another truth that we need to clarify, because if a person gets careless with their faith and doesn't grow in their faith and doesn't stay close to the Lord, they can get weaker and weaker and finally fall away. That happens too. So that seems contradictory, but it's very clear that both things are true. God keeps us in his protective care, and yet if we in our stupidity drift away from him and don't use his word or sacrament that he's given us, we can become weaker and weaker and weaker and anemic. It's kind of like we eating. If God has desired to make the human being a creature of his creation that needs to eat food to stay alive, well, if you eat food, you're going to stay alive. And that's a simplistic way of putting it, but if you don't eat food, you begin to starve, and you get weaker and weaker and weaker, and if you don't eat at all, you can starve. That's a perfect illustration of what happens spiritually. If you're praying and studying God's word and reading and worshiping, you're growing in God's Holy Spirit within you. If you forsake those things, you don't pray, you don't read God's word, you don't worship, you're becoming anemic, 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 and weak spiritually, and the end result could be a starvation of your spirit, so to speak, and that's called unbelief. Now let's take that question about a sin that God will not forgive. In Mark, the third chapter that we were talking about, verse 28 and 29, God explains that. He says the sin that is unforgivable is when a person blasphemes against the Holy Spirit. Well, how does a person blaspheme against the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is God himself, and he gives us faith. He sends his Holy Spirit into our lives. Now, we know in infants he does that through holy baptism. The scripture tells us about that. But in an adult, it's through hearing the Word of God, reading the Word of God, discussing the Word of God. It is fellowship with the Holy Spirit in God's Word that we are increased and that we become stronger and stronger in our faith. Now, if you reject that and you curse the Holy Spirit, get away from me, God. I don't want your forgiveness. I don't need for your forgiveness. I don't believe in you. That's blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. We are rejecting the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, God's Son. We are turning it down. We are not accepting it. We are not saying that we need it. We're saying, I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't believe in you. Now, let me simplify a way in which I think you can understand that completely. What God is saying is, the only sin I will not forgive is unbelief. Because unbelief says, I don't believe in you. I don't want forgiveness. I don't accept your forgiveness. So is there any sin that God cannot forgive? Of course not. The only one he does not forgive is unbelief, is the person that says, I don't want forgiveness. I don't accept it. I don't desire it. So I hope this will become a little of a simpler thing for you instead of a puzzle, and you will find that sin can be conquered by growing in your faith and by maturing in your Christianity. Now, nobody's perfect this side of heaven. Don't think you're going to become so holy. Of course, we're holy in the forgiveness of Jesus. That's what makes us saints, by the way, that we've been forgiven by Christ. You don't have to be dead to be a saint. You know, we sometimes get confused on that. We talk about St. Paul, St. Mary, all the different saints. Well, we're saints too. We are the children of God. We are at the same time a sinner and yet a forgiven sinner. So these are important topics. War against sin, be on the alert against Satan. Be careful to practice those things that are Christian duties, like loving your parents, telling the truth, working to help others protect their faith and guard against Satan. All these things so that we don't end up worrying about only the things that we shouldn't do, like lying, stealing, adultery, all the things that God tells us not to do, but that we also do the things he asks us to do. Worship him, praise him, serve him. Above all, the best way you can please God is to tell others about his son, Jesus Christ. That's why mission work, that's why evangelists, that's why the teaching of the gospel over the airways, like we are doing here so that everyone can hear about Jesus, is such a glorious thing. I hope we keep expanding. We now have 54 languages in which we broadcast. Praise God, look how we have grown. Thank you for sending your gifts to us. We appreciate that. We use them to bring God's word to the entire world. I hope we keep expanding. For another 35, 40 years, wouldn't it be great? Till Jesus comes, let's try to make it so that the word today is still broadcasting when Jesus comes, so that we keep bringing people to the Lord. Thousands have been saved through the word today and its broadcast, and we praise God, the Holy Spirit, for converting them, bringing them to faith that they have found in Jesus Christ, their personal Lord and Savior. God be praised and his name be glorified.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org. to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.